Good morning, Kansas Land. David Hallauer, Meadowlark Extension District Agent, Crops and Soils with Extension today. You know, unfortunately, I've spent an inordinate amount of time in this space over the past 5 or 6 years talking about fall armyworms, but I'm going to talk about it again. And the reason is because I think we've got a window of opportunity right now that we really need to be capturing if we're going to do some things for these stands for the 2026 growing season. So if you have not had a chance to, I would first encourage you to get out there and make a damage assessment if you haven't done one already. Maybe it's a damage reassessment. Maybe you were waiting last fall to see how things regrew and came back. And while there is some validity to waiting a little bit and trying to see what's going to come out of these stands, and quite frankly, I'm not sure we know with 100% certainty what might come out of them this spring, I do think it's a good time to walk across stands and at least try to see where those thinnest of areas are. You know, in some cases, you can walk across them and you can see fairly clearly. Maybe there's no grass there at all, and that is a huge red flag. Maybe there's limited grass and lots of weeds, also a red flag. Maybe as you walk across it underfoot, you can kind of feel how it's squishy and not as firm as those areas that might be in good shape and have a good root system underneath them. All those are part of a good damage assessment that allows us to see just how much of the area out there might be under duress or might be stressed for the coming season. Hopefully, if you've got larger areas that you're going to be reseeding and going back to brome or going to be interseeding a legume with, you've already maybe secured some of those seeds, you've already made plans to get those seeded. But if you have not, it's a great time to start making some of those plans as well. There's a lot of great guides out there to help you with some of those planting windows. And while we can get by in a lot of cases with planting outside the optimum windows, I think it's always good to take a look at things like the Kansas Crop Planting Guide or some of the references from the Midwest Cover Crops Council that give windows of opportunity for planting a lot of these crops. It's a good idea to take a look at those and see what is that optimum window and how much risk is there for being outside those windows if something happens to delay me in getting something seeded. I would say that a soil test is a good idea. If you haven't done one of those in a while, then you have ample time to do so. And we talk a lot about nitrogen in our systems, and it's relatively straightforward to make nitrogen recommendations for things in a lot of cases, but it's potassium, phosphorus, pH levels that differ. And some of those can be huge impactors in what goes on out there, how well that stand gets established, maybe even how well it responds to a fall armyworm feeding if it would happen to come again in 2026. Let's hope not, but we want to prepare these stands the very best we can to be tolerant of those things. And a lot of that has to do with fertility. If you haven't done a soil test in a while, I'd strongly encourage you to do so. I'd also take a really hard look at weed control. You know, as you're walking across that stand, as you're doing in that assessment, take a closer look down and see just how much weed pressure do you have out there. In some cases, maybe the grass really has held up fairly well and it's shading some of those weeds out, or it's keeping those weeds at bay. It's able to compete. But in a lot of cases, I would contend that we're going to have thinner stands. And in thinner stands, there's usually more sunlight area, and that allows weeds to germinate and take off. If the stand is also stressed because it's been fed on, maybe didn't recover quite as well last fall as we'd like it to, that's going to give an opening for another plant to come in and be competitive. So even in areas where maybe you've had a really healthy stand, maybe you haven't ever had to do a weed control operation before because of vigorous grass growth that was very competitive, I'd contend that we might need to consider that in 2026. Get out there and take a second look and try to figure out what that looks like so that you can start to devise a weed control program that works. You know, in a lot of cases, we want those weed control programs to do everything for us. But keep in mind as well that there are label restrictions. There's label restrictions for what we can plant back. So if you're thinking about overseeding a grass crop, or you're thinking about interseeding a legume, and you're thinking also about a herbicide program, there may be conflicts there that you have to work out. Maybe you're going to convert it completely. Maybe you're going to go to a different forage crop, or you're going to try to do something later on. You know, understand that the weed program that you use out there could have effects on what and when you are able to seed out there. Make sure that you understand what that label says. There's a really great KSUE update that talks about some of the plant back restrictions for some of our common forages with common herbicides. And so if you are interested in that, I'd encourage you to reach out. I'd be glad to send that to you. But make sure that in addition to soil testing and in addition to making sure that you've walked across that stand, make sure that your weed control program is in order as well. You know, last fall we did a couple of meetings about fall armyworm recovery, you know, especially as it related to brome. And if you are interested in those, you can still check those out. It's a deep dive and there are no easy answers, but we tried via those meetings to take a look at some of those questions that might need answered. You can check that out by going to our Meadowlark Extension District YouTube. Just do a search for that or drop me a line at dhallaue@ksu.edu. And I'd be glad to get you any of those resources that I've mentioned. Hope everybody has a great weekend. Get out there, take a look at those stands. And if you have any questions, don't hesitate to give me a shout. This has been David Hallauer, Meadowlark Extension District Agent, Crops and Soils with Extension today.